Johnson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. 1 week ago today, wildfires flared up on Maui. Hawaii Governor Josh Green on the search in Lahaina.
We got through 25% of the homes in the area, the grid, searching for our lost loved ones. That's accelerating now.
CBS's Lilia Luciano spoke with Kula resident Sweetheart Maury.
We fortunately got out alive, you know, in the before the fire came.
Were you able to salvage anything from your home?
Nothing. Nothing. We came back the next day and everything was still on fire.
Her family's survival is the only solace.
Everybody's struggling here, as it is living day by day, but they still give, you know, they still want to help.
The death toll is now near 100. Former President Trump and 18 allies are indicted in Georgia's 2020 election case. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis has used Georgia's racketeering law and alleges a wide-ranging conspiracy. WSB's Veronica Waters says this is a highly charged case.
People did expect this to happen. And you may or may not know that the DA herself, members of her staff, the Fulton County Sheriff, and others have been on the receiving end of some really vicious language, some really horrific threats. At least one arrest has been made in recent months.
A Houston jury orders a man to pay $1.2 billion to his ex-girlfriend in a revenge pornography case. The plaintiff filed a harassment lawsuit against her ex-boyfriend, Marquez Jamal Jackson. After their breakup, the plaintiff's attorney, Bradford Guild, says Jackson emailed them to family, friends, and coworkers.
He emailed that content to family, friends, coworkers. He distributed using every available platform.
There are questions about the First Amendment following a police raid on a small-town newspaper in Kansas. Publisher Eric Meyer tells CBS News he's planning a federal lawsuit against the police department. CBS's Elaine Cajano.
Surveillance video shows police in Marion, Kansas, raiding the offices of the Marion County Record last Friday, seizing computers, servers, and cell phones. The paper's owner, Eric Meyer, says officers also searched his house, where his 98-year-old mother lived. She died the next day, he says, from the stress.
A 13-year-old boy who survived a nearly 100-foot fall off a cliff at the north rim of the Grand Canyon is recuperating from multiple injuries at home in North Dakota. Brian Kaufman calls his son's recovery a miracle.
I'm thankful that he's coming home in the front seat of the car instead of a box in the back end.
North Korea, for the first time, confirms the detention of a U.S. soldier. State media report U.S. soldier Travis King crossed into the North after racial discrimination in the U.S. Army. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you seen the cost of eggs lately? With these prices, we'd barely be scraping by if it weren't for Dave. It's the banking app that advances us up to $500 instantly. There's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. No joke. You can get extra cash for anything your family needs. Download the Dave app now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve, member FDIC.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 85. Overcast, tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows level off around 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
2-2, bouncer to third, big huge hop for Max Muncy. Throws to first in time, and Canley is the first down here in the fifth. But while the velocity's great, and some guys can maybe get away with just a big fastball if they're a three-out guy out of the bullpen, but if you want it to really play and play up even more significantly than it does, you break off a great curveball like we've seen from Bobby Miller tonight, and it makes you that much more dangerous. Andrew Monasterio swings through the first pitch he sees. It's 0-1. Monasterio might have had the best swing of the night. Hit a ball out to center field that Outman made a catch up against the wall. 0-1. Outside, one ball and one strike on Monasterio. This has been one of the breakout stars of the 2023 Brewers season. 1-1. And he took a strike at the knees with a two-seam fastball. A ball and two strikes on Monasterio. On what has turned into just an absolutely gorgeous night here at Dodger Stadium. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Line, but right at Mookie Betts behind the bag at second base for the second out. Boy, some tough luck for Andrew Monasterio so far tonight. He has squared up Bobby Miller a couple of times, and all he has to show for it is an 0-for-2 in the box score. So two down here for Bryce Terang. Miller's first offering to Terang is a ground ball to first. Freeman plays it on a hop behind the bag. He tosses to Miller, who beats Terang to first by a step. Brewers go down quickly and quietly in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom of five. 1-0 Crew on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, I'm Scott Peck, broker manager here at Addison Jones. So I was voted best real estate agent of Winnebago County in 2021 and 2022. Does that mean I'm the best? Who knows? What it does mean is that I have left a good enough impression on the community for them to vote me best real estate agent of Winnebago County 2 years running. So having the distinction of being voted best real estate agent in Winnebago County has opened up a lot of doors for me, which not only helps me, but it helps you as my client, whether it's lenders, inspectors, even just relationships with other agents. I was born and raised in Oshkosh, and I absolutely love this community within Winnebago County and the Fox Valley. And what I love most about it is giving back and volunteering. I work at Addison Jones for two reasons, belief and opportunity. The belief that I have in them and the belief that they have in me and all of the other agents. The opportunity here is unparalleled. The team at Addison Jones goes above and beyond to make sure that each agent has everything that they need to be the best that they can be.
Attention firearm owners, it's time to turn unused firearms, ammo, and accessories into cash. I'm Dave Dorsey, owner of DeBoss Firearms. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, providing you with a safe, hassle-free solution. Looking to sell other sporting goods? We can help there too. Visit our website at dbossfirearms.com. Call us at 920-235-5440 or stop by our store located at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Insurance.
Dodger Stadium. How about a vibe check? Good time for a vibe check, right? Cooler full of Busy Hard Seltzer. Big vibe. Busy Hard Seltzer, the seltzer that passes the vibe check. 1-0 Brewers. And the first batter in the bottom of the fifth inning against Adrian Hauser is David Peralta. He rolls a foul ball up the first baseline. And it's 0-1. Peralta grounded out to Terang back in the second inning. 0-1 tonight. Hauser brings home the 0-1 pitch, and that is lined under the feet of Hauser and on into center field for a base hit. Hit pretty hard. Hauser really didn't have much of a chance to get down and field that one cleanly, and once it got past him, it was ticketed for center field. It's a leadoff man aboard for the second consecutive inning for the Dodgers. That's a dangerous way to live against this lineup, but Hauser was able to get out of the fourth inning unscathed. And here's Jason Hayward. First pitch, way inside, nearly hit Hayward. He barely moved, but did not get grazed by it. It's 1-0. Hauser looking for a ground ball here against Hayward. 1-0 pitch. Lined into right center field. It is going to one hop the wall in right center. Taylor plays it off the wall. Stopping at second is Peralta. And the throw on the cutoff nearly got away from the Brewers. But everybody stayed put, so it's a double for Hayward, and second and third now for the Dodgers, and nobody out. That was one of the best swings of the night, and it came from the former Cardinal, the former Cub, the former Brave, Jason Hayward. Andrew Monasterio did a good job hustling over there and getting that baseball after it missed the cut and making sure no damage was done. Brewers will leave the infield back. Here's Outman. First pitch is through there for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, Hauser has pitched out of trouble once tonight. He's going to be asked to do it again here in the bottom of the fifth. Outman 0-1, called out on strikes back in the third. 0-1, swung on and fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. Adrian, of course, would love a strikeout here. He's not normally a big strikeout guy, but he's recorded 5 strikeouts tonight against this very good Dodgers lineup. Brewers with a 1-0 lead, but the Dodgers threatening here in the bottom of the fifth. 0-2 pitch. And he got him looking. Two-seam fastball right at the very top of the zone. Outman can't believe it. He's called out on strikes for the second time tonight. And a huge first out for Adrian Hauser. Ortho ASAP strikeout. And there's one away now for Miguel Rojas. Grounded out to Monasterio in the third inning. 0-1 tonight. Righty versus righty matchup here. Hauser's first pitch is a ground ball to short, fielded by Adames. Spins, throws to first in time. Coming down the line and scoring is Peralta, but a nifty, rangy play from Willie Adames. Otherwise, that ball might have snuck through and ended up counting for 2 runs. We're tied at 1. That is a really good play by Willie Adames. And that is the reason you keep the infield back as well. And that was the play there for the Brewers. There really wasn't any debate that you're going to keep the infield back up 1-0 at this point in the contest. Try to avoid the big inning is what you're trying to avoid here in the bottom of the fifth. And now Chris Hook is going to come out and chat with Hauser before a big battle with Mookie Betts about to begin. If Adrian Hauser could get out of this and just give up the one run, it would be a major victory, all things considered. Two down. Runner at third is Hayward. And Mookie Betts, who has been outstanding with runners in scoring position this year, a 363 hitter in this spot in 2023. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Biggest at bat of the game so far for either team. The pitch. And he caught the inside corner with a sinker. And it's 0-1. Hauser comes set at the belt. The 0-1 pitch. Missed a little bit high. One ball and one strike. Camping, cookouts, family get-togethers. They're all in full swing. Summertime in Wisconsin. Enjoy them with summer's favorite food, the Usinger Bratwurst. Whether your gang prefers brats or hot dogs, Usinger's the name to look for. 1-1 is high, and it's 2-1. Hauser brings home the pitch, and he missed inside with a slider. That was a good slider that just missed. Three balls and one strike. 62 pitches so far for Hauser. He's been very good tonight. And an awkward-looking swing at a sinker that just ran in on the hands of Mookie Betts. It's a swing and a miss. And the count is full, 3-2. Big pitch coming right here from Hauser. Brings it home. And a high fly ball deep right center field. Sal Frelick going back onto the warning track. Makes the catch. Two steps in front of the track. In center field for Sal Frelick, and it's a big final out for Adrian Hauser. He does minimize the damage. Dodgers get one, but that's it. And we're tied at one as we head to the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Lightning Kugels. You never drop this Lightning Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy Bob.
Home run. You name that Lightning Kugels. Lightning Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob on Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful. Always refreshing. Always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO no mo, because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams. All of your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tyrone Taylor leads off the top of the sixth in a 1-1 ball game. Takes inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Gift card jackpot of $550, Gary, if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. And Tyrone Taylor into left center field, coming in and making a diving catch is James Outman. Boy, had to cover some real estate. Had a great read off the bat. That ball looked like it was is going to get down for sure. And Altman has made a couple of really nice catches tonight out there in center. So one away for Christian Yelich, who's got the only hit in this game for the Brewers. It was on the first pitch of this game, back at the top of the first. And the first pitch is low to Christian. It's 1-0. $100 will be added to the total for each additional home run this half inning. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter. 1-0 to Yelich in there for a strike. It's 1-1. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and for details. The 1-1 on Yelich. And a chopper over the head of Miller. Charging is Rojas, the shortstop, throws to first. And Freeman held the bag. And there's two away. That's a pretty nice play by Rojas. With Yelich running, you got to hustle and make a clean exchange. And he did both of those things. And Freeman had to go down and get that throw, but was able to stay on the bag in plenty of time. There's two away now for William Contreras. First pitch to him. Missed inside with a curveball. It's 1-0. 17 in a row, retired by Bobby Miller. Pitching a gem so far tonight. 1-0 to Contreras is a strike at the knees at 100 miles an hour. It's 1-1. 72 pitches so far for Bobby Miller. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bouncer foul up the third baseline. It's 1-2. So here he is with two outs in the sixth, and he just eclipsed 70 pitches. He's been efficient on top of it. Just three strikeouts for him. Make it four as he strikes out Contreras swinging on a changeup. Brewers go down in order in the sixth inning. 18 in a row, sat down by the rookie right-hander Bobby Miller. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's a 1-1 ball game. Adrian Houser coming back out to face this Dodgers lineup on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family
Insurance. CMCB Realty. Honest, reliable, and fun to work with. CMCB Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. CMCB Realty, 920-642-0980. 920-642-0980.
Thanks for calling CMCB Realty.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
CMCB Realty. Honest, reliable, and sometimes fun to work with. CMCB Realty, your one-stop shop for all your real estate needs. 920-642-0980. Call today for your free comparable market analysis. You may be surprised at what your home is worth. CMCB Realty, 920-642-0980. Truth be told, Chris gets it sold. 920-642-0980.
It's a 1-1 ball game as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Adrian Houser to face Freddie Freeman, Will Smith at Max Muncy. There is action in both bullpens right now. Dodgers have lefty Ryan Yarbrough up in their pen as the curveball missed low to Freeman. It's 1-0. Brewers have a lefty, Hobie Milner, up in their bullpen. Hauser's 1-0 pitch. And missed low with a two-seam fastball. It goes to two balls and no strikes. A dangerous count to a very dangerous hitter in Freddie Freeman, who has 0 for 2 so far tonight. 2-0 pitch. Popped him up. This one on the left side of the infield. Monasterio in fair territory, right by the bag at third, makes the catch. And that is a big first out for Adrian Houser. They're all big at this point in the start for Adrian in a 1-1 game in the bottom of the sixth. Here's Will Smith. Freeman now 0 for his last 10 at the plate. He hasn't had many of those this year. Will Smith is 0 for 2 tonight. And Houser drops a curveball in there for strike one. He has pitched so well tonight. And he's been gutsy at times as well. Last couple of innings, a good example of that. Missed inside of the slider, and it's even now. 1-1. On the right-handed hitting, Will Smith. Here's the 1-1. Ground ball to third. Picked by Monasterio. Spins. Fires to first. High. Santana left the bag to go up and get it. And he's going to be safe at first. Ah, that throw is just a little bit high. Santana tried to hold on to the bag as he went up there to get it, but he evidently left. Get a look at the replay here. He had to leave the bag, and the right foot just came down after Smith had reached the bag. So Smith is aboard. Monasterio made a great pick on a pretty hard hit ball to third, but just sailed the throw a little bit. Here's Max Muncy. First pitch to him. He's in there with a strike. And it's 0-1. They have ruled that an E5 on Andrew Monasterio. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a good curve ball. And it's nothing in two. So the Brewers have committed two errors tonight. That is not something you see. As Josh told you earlier, the first two errors of this road trip for the crew. 0-2 pitch. Ground ball towards second base. Diving is Turing. It's going to get under his glove and into right field. Stopping at second is Smith. And boy, Turing, if he's able to get to it, maybe had a chance to get the lead runner at second at least. It was hit hard enough he had a chance to maybe turn two. But it was just hit outside of his reach. It's a base hit for Muncy. And now first and second and one away for J.D. Martinez, who has been struck out both times by Houser. This may very well be Hauser's last batter with the lefty Milner up. First pitch to Martinez is a slider down and away, and it's 0-1. You've got three lefties in a row scheduled to hit after J.D. Martinez. One out, runners at first and second. In a 1-1 ball game, bottom of the sixth. 0-1, high fly ball out to left. Yelich racing back. It is off the wall over his head. He'll collect it on a bounce. Around third is Smith. He will score. It's 2-1 Dodgers. Muncy stops at third. It's an RBI double for J.D. Martinez as he drives in his 77th of the season. And that is going to do it for Adrian Houser. Craig Counts has popped up out of the dugout, and he will take the baseball for Adrian from Adrian, who pitched so well here tonight. But it'll be Hobie Milner's turn to try to slow down this Dodgers offense in the bottom of the sixth. The U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. U.S. Cellular is proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so polka first and score later. U.S. Cellular.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 85. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 61. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 66.
That's the benefit of the drawn in infield. He put it in play right back up the middle, and it wasn't hit all that hard by Kike Hernandez, but he gets the job done. And the Dodgers have had a good go of it here in the bottom of the sixth inning. They've played it three, still just one out. And now Rosario will hit. Brewers have seen Rosario already this year. He was a Guardian back at the end of June when the Brewers and the Guardians played in Cleveland. First pitch from Milner, missed inside. And it's 1-0. Now you can close the book on Adrian Hauser tonight. 5 1/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of which earned. 1-0, swing and a miss at a curveball down and in. And for Adrian, he struck out 6 in this game tonight. 1-1 on Ahmed Rosario. Tapped foul over near the on-deck circle. It's 1-2. Brewers led 1-0, but the Dodgers have plated the last 4 runs. They have 4 runs on 6 hits tonight. The Brewers have committed a couple of errors as well. Milner's 1-2. Fouled back and into the net. It stays at 1-2. Good crowd here tonight. As Josh told you earlier, the largest capacity in baseball. It gets loud in here. 1-2. And he missed low at the curveball. Count evens to 2-2. Milner has had to work so far. 14 pitches. He had that lengthy battle with Hernandez. And now getting deep into the count against Rosario as well. The pitch popped him up. This one in foul territory. Santana near the first base coach's box makes the catch in foul territory for the second out of the inning. 2 down now for James Outman. Well, Brewers most likely are going to see the bullpen. It looks like Yarbrough is going to come into this game. He's been up and working this entire inning. And Bobby Miller, a young arm. Dodgers probably trying to be careful with him. Toss over to first, and back in time is Kike Hernandez. Miller's thrown 74 pitches as curveball in there for a strike. And it's 0-1 here on James Outman. That'd be the fewest that he's thrown in a start this year. 0-1, fouled out of play, and it's 0-2 on Outman. We shall see what Dave Roberts elects to do. Nothing in two here on Outman, who was struck out both times tonight. Milner's 0-2 pitch up and away, the fastball. And it's 1-2 now. Been a lengthy inning. First real lengthy inning we've had in this game. Otherwise, the pitchers have kind of had their way until this bottom of the sixth. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball deep in the hole at second. Past the glove of Terang and in right field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Hernandez. Again, Terang almost got to that. It would have been remarkable had he been able to. Showing off his range, but just past his diving glove as he moved as far to his left as he possibly could in shallow right field. And now Chris Hook is going to come out and talk to Hobie Milner about how they want to approach Miguel Rojas. Now that is a big infield single there for Outman, because now Milner's got to face a right-handed hitter. And you've got the righty Rojas at the plate, but you also have Mookie Betts in the on-deck circle if you don't take care of Rojas. And so the Brewers, with that in mind, have Bryce Wilson getting loose in the bullpen. One would think that he would likely face at least Mookie Betts. The conference on the mound is over. Chris Hook is on his way back into the dugout. Well, Harry Potter Night's coming. Wizards can join the Brewers game on Friday, August 25th for Harry Potter Night, presented by Wintrust. Fans who purchase a special ticket package will get a Hogwarts house-themed Brewers scarf. Get tickets at Brewers.com. First pitch to Rojas. Curveball that missed away. It's 1-0. Runners at first and second, two outs, three already home for the Dodgers in the inning. They have broken the tie and turned it into a three-run advantage. 1-0 swing and a miss at the changeup that time from Hobie, and it's 1-1. First of a three-game series, then the Brewers head to Texas to take on the Rangers for three this weekend. 1-1, ground ball, past Monasterio and into left field. Around third and headed for home is Hernandez. The throw goes to Monasterio. He will throw behind the runner at second. And Altman dives back into second safely, but the Brewers are going to see if they want to challenge this. One run will score for sure. That is Hernandez. But Altman turned second wide, and the throw was cut off by Monasterio, and then he threw to second base. And it was a close play at second. Brewers will not challenge. Miguel Rojas delivers, and Craig Counsell's out of the dugout. That's going to be it for Hobie Milner. These are not overly hard-hit balls for the most part. These are ground balls finding holes here, with the exception of the Martinez double off the wall. That ball was hit very hard. These have been balls hit on the ground and finding their way through the right or the left side of the infield. Craig Counsell has made the call to the pin. And Bryce Wilson's coming into this game. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. The U.S. Cellular call the pin. Wilson's coming in. It's 5-1 Dodgers here in the bottom of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Truck drivers, stay busy and find a job with the hometime paychecks and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the home time that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO, no mo. Because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states. Great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Hobie Milner is out. Bryce Wilson is in with two outs and runners at first and second here for the Dodgers. And the ninth batter of the inning is coming to the plate here. And it is Mookie Betts, who has put together another very good season. And as we told you earlier, is getting the job done with runners in scoring position this year. It's been a four-run inning for Los Angeles. And it all started with a one-out error on a throw from Monasterio that just sailed a little high on him. And this inning has unraveled from there. First pitch to Mookie Betts is a soft liner into left. That's going to drop in front of Yelich on a hop. Yelich is going to throw and cut off by Monasterio, so Altman will score. Mookie Betts drives in his 81st of the season on an RBI single to left. Stopping at second is Rojas. And boy, it has just been a hit parade here in this bottom of the sixth inning. And Freddie Freeman, who led this inning off by popping out to Monasterio behind the bag at third, is the 10th batter of this inning for L.A. Wilson, big deep breath and brings home the pitch, and Freddie Freeman rolls this one foul into the Brewers' dugout. It's 6-1 Dodgers after Outman scores on the RBI single from Betts. It is a 5-run bottom of the sixth for Los Angeles. A one is a strike. And it's 0-2 now. Freeman 0-3 tonight. Wilson brings home the 0-2, and he missed down and in. It's one ball and two strikes. 6 runs on 9 hits. 6 hits in this inning for the Dodgers. One-two pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball off the plate. Freeman is 0-4 tonight. And the inning comes to an end. But a good go for the Dodgers. They played 5 runs here in the bottom of the sixth. And they lead it 6-1 as we head to the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you. All supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Freshness made easy with Febreze Small Spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Be happy, Febreze, la 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 la.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
Want a free Terrace Level Brewers ticket? Then complete a BP Come On Back Card by making 7 purchases of 7 or more gallons of...
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Jay Hernandez stays in the game in left. Mookie Betts moves to right. And Ahmed Rosario stays in the game. He's the second baseman. Carlos Santana to lead things off. It's 6-1 Dodgers. And with the play-by-play, here's Josh.
All right, Lane, thanks very much. Santana 0-2 against Bobby Miller. What a night for the rookie, who is in line for the win as he leaves. Pitch by the lefty Yarborough, just missed inside, 1-0. Bobby Miller allowed a single and a walk to begin the night in the first inning. And then he retired the final 18 consecutive batters he faced. 1-0, misses high. 2-0 from the veteran Yarborough. So Miller, 6 innings, as Lane told you, only 74 pitches. Gave up 1 hit and 1 run. Yarborough's 2-0. Hammer to left. Oh, my goodness. What a shot. Carlos Santana up into the night and almost over all the bleachers at Dodger Stadium for a home run.
just about the back row of the bleachers. What a greeting of Yarborough by Carlos Santana. He has just hit his fourth as a Brewer, and it's now a 6-2 ball game in the seventh. That is one of the more majestic home runs that you'll see. And it's back-to-back games now with a long ball on this road trip for the newcomer Santana. Four-run game here, Sal Frelick. And Yarborough delivers strike one. .442 estimated feet. The one to Frelick, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Lefty on lefty, and Sal fooled by the pitch. It's nothing in two. So that is how the Brewers get their first base runner since the first inning. 6-2 Dodgers in the seventh, and the 0-2. Just missed. Breaking ball called, I guess, low. That looked like a strike. Yarborough did not get the call from the umpire, Will Little. Frelick is 0-2 with a run batted in. The 1-2 is fouled off the mask of the catcher, Will Smith. We'll do it again at 1-2. Yarborough making just his third appearance since being acquired at the deadline by the Dodgers from Kansas City. And he'd been very good. 1-2 pitch, poked at, and popped up on the right side of the infield. The second baseman, Ahmed Rosario, makes the call on the infield dirt, and he makes the catch. So there's the first out for the left-hander, Yarborough. Over those first two outings as a Dodger, he had given up just one run and four hits in 7 1/3 innings. Frelick is 0-3, and here comes Willie Adames. Adames 0-2 against Bobby Miller. The pitch by Yarborough misses in tight, ball one. With Kansas City this season, Yarborough made 14 appearances, half as a starter, half as a reliever, and spent a lot of his career in Tampa Bay. Pitch to Adames inside, it's 2-0. But with that home run by Carlos Santana, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Foul ball into the seats on the first base side by Willie. And he is now at a 2-1 count. Yarborough doesn't throw hard. 2-1, off speed, 84 miles an hour, swing and a miss. At the top of the strike zone, Willie liked what he saw and hacked after it. It's 2-2. First five major league seasons for Yarborough, as mentioned, came with Tampa. And he's one of the many very helpful deadline acquisitions the Dodgers have made this year. 2-2, swing and a miss. Kept the fastball up and away from Adames, and he swung through it. Second time he's punched out. First for Yarborough, two out in the seventh. With a run in, that brings up Mark Canna. 6-2, Los Angeles is in front. The Dodgers apparently about to go to get this 13-1 since the trade deadline. Pitches over the inside corner, 72-mile-an-hour breaking ball to Canna, strike one. I did not read that wrong for you. They are 12-1 since the beginning of August. Canna takes inside from Yarborough. That's his cutter, and it's one ball and one strike. This would be their ninth consecutive win. And 13th in the 14 games this month. They're up 6-2. 1-1 is grounded wide of third, hard but foul by Canna. And it's 1-2. So after the long home run by Santana, the longest measured all season by a Brewer, Yarborough trying to get the next three.
And the 1-2 is low on a changeup taken by Canna, 2-2. 46,050. The paid crowd tonight at Dodgers Stadium. About 10,000 shy of capacity. Tuesday night series opener. 2-2 popped up off the hands. Canna pops it towards the first baseman, Freddie Freeman, who is running in and right next to the pitcher's mound. Freddie makes the catch. And that'll end the inning. So Santana began it with a blast of epic proportions. But then three very routine outs. Time to stretch. 6-2 Los Angeles on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Helfer Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Truck drivers, stay busy and find a job with the hometime paychecks and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the hometime that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Right now, at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, all jeans are on sale. Whether for fit, function, or fashion, we have unbeatable deals on your favorite brands for the whole family. Like all men's and women's Wrangler Western jeans, buy two, get one free. Men's Wrangler 5-star jeans are $22.99. Rewards members save an extra buck. $10 off women's Lee Flex Motion straight leg jeans, $31.99. And men's Rustler jeans, $15.99. Just $14.99 for rewards members.
Find value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Bryce Wilson back out there. Bottom seven and a four-run Dodgers lead. First pitch to Will Smith is up and in, ball one. Wilson came in, the third pitcher of that five-run rally last inning. He gave up an RBI single to Mookie Betts. Then he struck out Freddie Freeman. 1-0 to Will Smith. A little bit outside on a fastball, and it's 2-0. Smith is 0-for-3, but the ball he hit last inning, I'm going to tell you, in my mind, was the most important play of the game. 2-0. There's a strike that just clipped the bottom of the outside corner, 2-1. He hit the ball to Andre Monasterio. There was one out and nobody on. Monasterio spun around and threw high to first for an error that opened the door. 2-1, fouled back into the screen on a cut fastball, 2-2. And it played out the way it did. You never know what would have happened had that error not occurred. But it felt like Adrian Houser was going so well at the time. He had a chance to get through that sixth inning and keep it 1-1. Next thing you knew, there were six hits that followed that error and five runs. Smith, an all-star for the first time in his career this year. 2-2, hit in the air into right. Backing up Tyrone Taylor with a play in front of the warning track. On the retreat, he makes the catch. Smith is 0-for-4 in this one. Then brings up Max Muncy.
Third baseman, 13.
Seventh inning stretch was brought to you by Island Resort and Casino. Experience that grand slam feeling when you book a getaway to the largest resort north of Milwaukee. Visit islandresortandcasino.com today. Muncy 1-for-3. He singled part of the rally back in the sixth. Then he takes low for ball one.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a A single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.